Give the gift that everyone wants, Omaha Steaks. Right now, save 50% site-wide, plus get an extra $35 off with code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout. Save on USDA-certified tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, perfectly aged ribeyes, gourmet sides, and decadent desserts, delivered right to their door. Skip the stress. Order now at omahasteaks.com. That's omahasteaks.com, and use code HOLIDAYGIFT at checkout to get an extra $35 off. Hurry, these deals won't last. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, it's the noon hour, and you know what that means. It's lunchtime here on the Adam Carriker Show. Sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue, now with two locations at 11th and Cornhusker and 61st and Apples Way, right off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. Both locations are open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-in sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, full slab of res, plus get incredible sides and much, much more. Get fuel for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue, located at 11th and Cornhusker and 61st is Apples Way, just off of Highway 2 by Lowe's. All right. So we got the presser. I don't think we're going to quite get to that today, so we can cover that on Thursday. But I wanted to get to this marathon of a World Series game. I'm trying to get back to where my notes are there for that. So did you say you watched this or not? What did you say earlier?
I tuned in for a little bit of it, but I had to go to bed eventually.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny how that works. So Los Angeles Dodgers and the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays, man, they went back-to-back World Series. What was that, 92, 93, Joe Carter? I remember the first year they beat the Minnesota Twins. They had Kirby Puckett. It's like the first World Series I ever watched as a kid. I was like 7 in 92, 8. If I could do math, math is math in there. And then in 93, I believe they beat the Braves, so they went back-to-back World Series. But they've been relatively quiet ever since. This was an 18-inning game. Final score of 6-5. Let me make sure I get, where'd it go? I apologize here. Why does it keep showing me the wrong team? I want to see LA, not, yeah, Freddie Freeman. There you go. He had a walk-off home run last year to win a World Series game versus the Yankees, and he hits the walk-off home run last night. Freeman does it again. His walk-off home run ends an epic 18 and in Game 3 World Series. All right, it was an affair that lasted 6 hours, 39 minutes. It tied another Game 3 at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers 3-2 win over the Red Sox in 2018 for the longest by-innings game in the Fall Classic, a.k.a. World Series history. One person said, and I quote, "It's one of the greatest World Series games of all times," end quote. Actually, that was Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. Easy for him to say because they won, but it was. It was an epic game, epic contest. All right, let's see what else we got here. Who do you think is going to win this series, by the way? You got the Dodgers. They're like the giant here, or the heavy favorite, I should say. Who do you think is going to win this?
Yeah, I mean, and you don't want to say it all comes down to that game last night, but that's why this was important. It's tied up at 1, so the Dodgers do take the lead. They've got another game here tonight at 7, kind of a quick turnaround for them. I mean, I think the Dodgers are the favorite, have been the favorite. They've put up enough money to be in enough results to be put that way. I did want to share this. I don't know if you saw this. Shohei Ohtani, who's slated to start tonight. I don't know if that's still.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. and use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
It's going to happen. But he was up to bat 9 times. Mm. He reached base 9 times.
Dude.
That is incredible. And that, now there are four intentional walks, one unintentional walk, but 4 for 4 at the plate. Other than that, the stats you throw out with that guy are just ridiculous.
So to be clear, Jake said 9 at-bats, 5 walks, 4 intentional walks, and 4 hits. Dude, his on-base percentage just went through the freaking ceiling. That's crazy. So to add on to what you said, Ohtani became the first player in a postseason game and only the 4th player at any game to reach base 9 times, the second player joining Frank Isbell, the 1906 White Sox, 1906. All right, to have 4 extra base hits in a world... 4 extra base hits. That's a key fact there, too.
Yes, hits were 2 home runs and 2 doubles.
Dude, that's great. In a World Series game, and the first to be intentionally walked 4 times in a postseason game. Now, he said, and I quote, "What I accomplished today is in the context of the game." End quote. One of the things I love is he's so genuinely humble. Like, just genuinely humble. All right. When any of the best of 7 postseason series has been tied, which it was 1-1 going into last night's game, the team winning Game 3 has gone on to win the series 70 out of 101 times. That's 69.3% of the time. So that favors the Dodgers, obviously. In series with the current format of 2-3-2, so 2 home games, 3 home games, 2 home games, format that have been tied at 1-1. Winning Game 3 at home has gone on to also win the series 29 of 48 times. That's 60.4% of the time. Toronto had 67 at-bats in this game to set a World Series record. And the Blue Jays also regrettably set a series record with 19 runners left on base as well. It was an amazing game. I've actually been glued to this World Series as much or more than any World Series in recent history. Just keep in mind, the Blue Jays were the number one seed in the AL. They had the best record of any team in the AL. So they're not some like, I mean, it's David and Goliath, but that's because the Dodgers are so good. It's not because they're David. Like, they're really freaking good, too. And the Seattle Mariners took them to 7 games. I was rooting for Seattle, as I think I mentioned last week or the week before that. But the Jays, if they can win tonight, if they don't win tonight, man, it's rough sled. And if they win tonight, it turns into a best of 3, and anything can happen. And they'll have the home field advantage because they Game 6 and 7, if it goes to that, back up in Toronto. Question for you. In the Northern Hemisphere, what are the 4 most populated cities? Do you know?
Not necessarily.
So my kids were like, how many people live in Toronto? And I was like, I think it's the most populated city in North America. And then they like Googled it. And they're like, no, it's not. But name some of the others and we'll tell you how close you are. And I was like, all right, New York. And I was like, Mexico City has got a ton of people. I think LA has got to be up there. And that's where I ended it. So if I remember correctly, they told me Mexico City is actually number 1. Then it was New York. Then it was LA. Then it was Toronto was 4th. Chicago was 5th. Top 5 most populated cities in Northern America. Random, unnecessary, hopefully fun information here on the Adam Carriker Show. Go, Big Red Nose. Remember to throw them bones.